Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is the first part of our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. So as the coronavirus pandemic has continued on, a lot of school districts and organizations have really settled into the way that they've decided to mitigate things and deal with the pandemic. And we are nearing kind of that halfway point for the school year here for the Perry Community School District. So for the first half of the school year, can you just talk to us a little bit about how those mitigation efforts have come along?
Well, at Perry Community Schools, I think the mitigation process has gone quite well. In the sense that each week we actually put out the number of COVID cases, and we have been extremely, extremely pleased on how low the numbers are. It's less than a quarter of a percent. It has varied from 1 for the whole district to up to, I think our top was 7 at one point. So at this stage, very pleased, very safe to be there, and let's hope that we can keep things going.
Now, when we're kind of focusing on the coronavirus pandemic, of course, the Perry Community School District has had some time to iron some things out on how they were going to navigate through the coronavirus pandemic. But has mitigation efforts changed at all through the first half of this year compared to where it would have been in 2020? Or has the school kind of stayed the course with what they were doing?
Well, basically, it stayed the course. We don't require, we're not allowed and we don't require a lot of things. So masks are not required. It's a choice. And of course, the cleaning part has stayed the course, which has been great. Our ventilation system has stayed the course, which I think has helped with the bipolar ionization process to make sure that they clean those pathogens out. So basically, it's been very, very similar without any mask requirements. So it's gone well and it's safe. We want to keep it that way.
Now, moving along with some things that are happening within the Perry Community School District, at the most recent Perry School Board meeting, there was a research project that was approved by the board, and it was titled Teachers as Learners, Teachers as Thinkers, Improving Classroom Communication in Mathematics. And the school board went ahead and approved that, which will be kind of a 3-year research project. Mm-hmm. So can you just talk to us a little bit about what that project is and what it's going to really improve within the school district?
Well, it is kind of neat to have a research project and have the kids to be part of that so they see an actual real research project close to home. And the goal is to improve the way that we are teaching math, to increase, I guess, the reflection piece for math and become better problem solvers and to think the whole process through when doing math problems. So it will be a 3-year project with a couple of different colleges, and Miss Olson, second grade teacher, will be spearheading that, and she'll be right in the ground floor of this project, and it's going to be exciting. So ultimately, we can all improve. And I think if you think of one thing, that'd be a math think aloud, meaning you're thinking about how you are processing the whole math, either problem or situation. And that's what we want to do. And then she'd be sharing that out with the second grade teachers. And from there, we'll see how far we want to go and to see the success rate of this research project.
Now, you really touched on it right there about how everyone can improve. Now, when looking at the school district and what this research project is going to provide for the school district, how important is it for, you know, teachers, staff, administration to get better at what they're doing?
Student success is ultimately what we're here for. And we want to see kids proficient. And yet at the same time, we want kids to use all of their cognitive abilities to the very best that they can in solving math problems. And there's going to be different math strategies in this research project, and it's going to be analyzed to the nth degree. And hopefully we're going to be the benefactors of that as we can utilize those skills and strategies.
Now, the Perry Community School District has been engaged in quite a few projects dating back to the summer months with the Jim Kaufman track, as well as the new elementary playground. Mm-hmm. And the school district began the middle school renovation project, which was kind of just a complete overhaul mm-hmm. of the middle school building itself. So can you just give us a little bit of a refresher on all of the work that was planned for the middle school renovation, as well as kind of where that project is currently at?
Well, you said it was a middle school overhaul. as we think of this renovation. So just about every square inch of the Perry Middle School is going to get touched in one way or the other. We did start back in May, and we are still going at it. But here's the good news, and here's the progress that's been going on. Number one, the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students and staff are in their classrooms. We still have about four classrooms that need to be completed. They will be completed by the end of December. So when we come back, we'll get all but one classroom taken care of. So a lot of progress in that regards. There's still, I would say, 15% left to do. We have the cafeteria that needs to get totally renovated, and that's in the process. And then we have our STEM lab, which will need to get totally revamped. So those are the two areas that probably will not be done until February 14th. Okay, so that's our date that we're shooting at. We still have our two front doors that will not be here until the end of March. So that's the downside. The positive, all the classes are in there and they're doing real well. Staff has adapted, students have adapted. And again, it's gone so well with the great welcoming atmosphere of the high school to make that work, because we still are in there for lunch. So we hope to be in that cafeteria, though, first part of February.
And that was the first part of our conversation with Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.